You know, there are certain co-presenters that you can guarantee in every situation will always come up with the goods. And even though they might have to sort of rush out of the house, sort things through, if we've got a backing track which actually has orchestral manoeuvres in the dark and locomotion going on there, they will still actually get on that train with their daughter in hand after a grade 5 fantastic examination for various musical instruments and so on. Of course, we have to say the magical words. Well, I have to press the magical words. Press the magical button, no less.
The actress with a better act. Making fiction seem like fact. Creme de la Cornwall. Sarah Huntley. Brought to you. Courtesy of Southside.
Is it true? Are you locomoting yourself? Are you on a locomotion thing? Are you on a train, Sarah Huntley?
Ooh, I'm on a locomotion. Actually, it was one of those things was she had to play was the tracking of the choo-choo.
I'm sorry about
the background noise. It's lovely to link up with you all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, little Eva, who, of course, was well known for locomotion and so on, which is
absolutely
entirely. So I've got to ask the question, as a mum, how did Imogen's grade 5 piece go?
Well, so-so. We quietly confident, as one says. And yeah. We won't know for about 3 weeks, I don't think. So one of those things, done it now. As long as you've done your best,
precisely.
And then you just have to go
precisely.
In and forget about
and
it.
I didn't think that she was one of those brass instrument playing persons, but obviously she is.
Oh, yeah, she's a bit of a trumpet girl, yeah.
Well, you know, we're clearly going to have a recital up. In fact, I feel we should actually invite her to come up with yourself to the Middlesbrough Literary Festival and actually sort of bring trumpet in hand, really.
I would love to.
Yes.
But is the Literary Festival next week, Alexis?
It's actually, it's on as we speak. Next week we actually have the visit of Graham Harper and Michelle Munro, of course, daughter of Matt Munro, who'll be doing a three-hander with myself at Middlesbrough Central Library, which is an event that's, a real treat.
Buy your tickets now to avoid disappointment, is what I say.
I mean, after the way we actually produced Martin Edwards' fantastic murder mystery scenario, also in the Central Library, perfect to actually have a murder mystery in an Edwardian Central Library is a truly marvellous, wonderful thing. So,
it's
worth it.
I would love to. Prior commitments, I'm afraid, for next week. I've got a bit of training with the HSBC.
You've got to keep those multinational banking corporations working out.
They've got to speak the speech, you see.
you've got to speak the speech, walk the walk, talk the talk. That's the important thing.
Yes, exactly. So, will you say my apologies to Harper? But I'm sure you'll be fantastic.
Well, the great thing is, of course, these days, as you know, having conquered the art of computer-based material, you can actually listen to and download our podcasts listen to them at all.
Thank you very much. Anyone can do it.
Yes.
Thank you for the link.
That's very
helpful.
Yeah, well, it's there. That's why in the middle of the week you'll be able to actually listen to this very piece going. You know, it's wonderful. You know, it's all great stuff. And you'll be able to listen to Graham Harper, who joins us later on, and Charlotte Fortune, and probably another fine young actress who's launched all manner of wonderful scenarios with us as well, who'll be joining us after having produced a super rendition of Look Back in Anger earlier this year for the Lincoln Book Festival. That's Catherine Cordell. So, all great stuff there. Now, continuing our sort of general contemporaneous look at the news, we found out this week, and I know you'll be delighted to hear this if you haven't already heard the news, Sarah, that in the next series of Strictly Come Dancing, Anne Widdecombe will be appearing. That's Anne Widdecombe will be appearing in the next series of Strictly Come Dancing.
Well, that's a must, isn't it?
Now, I'm not going to actually cast any aspersions here because clearly my dancing
skills. But will they get a partner short enough for her?
Well, now, Ronnie.
She's got quite a big pair of boobs on her for a short person, and, I'd like to see. Actually, we could have a lot of fun, couldn't we, today?
Well,
deciding what tune they will give us a dance to.
You're ahead of me, Sarah, because I've got to say that even though I've never really done the dancing routine. I'm always available if required, etc. I know a few years ago there was an attempt to actually get me to salsa. I said I'll be up for salsa dancing. Nobody actually took it there any way, shape, or form. But I wouldn't necessarily feel I would be the right person to partner Anne Widdecombe. And I don't think Ronnie Corbett necessarily has the upper body arm strength to actually partner Anne Widdecombe, but it's a possibility. That's all I can say. And I think we've lost Sarah Huntley. Have you gone, Sarah? Yes, she's gone into a train. That's the reason. Hey-ho. That's one of the reasons why sometimes when you're on a train in transport, you start talking about Anne Widdecombe, you start going on that line, etc., you get something completely different that actually happens. Never mind. Here's Charlie Penrose.